called Back to School for STEM, and basically it's about encouraging children, you know, second level schools and young people to look towards science, technology, engineering and medicine for their subject and career choice. And at this morning's event, we were talking about those opportunities, particularly in the regions with companies like AbbVie who are looking for talent. And it was very, very interesting to hear how the future is about people and science and innovation. And we want to encourage parents who are the biggest influencers to promote the idea of these STEM subjects for their young boys and their young girls. And it's part of the government's initiative to promote STEM subjects, to get more women interested in careers in this area, because we have a huge pharmaceutical industry in Ireland, we have a med tech industry, but technology and engineering and critical thinking, all of these are part of STEM. And in the week where students are going back to school and some are looking towards subject choices, it was the ideal opportunity to be in Sligo with AbbVie to talk about that bright future for bright people.
Okay, and I know we're hearing from the IT quite regularly as well that they're, you know, they're getting calls from companies like AbbVie who are crying out for graduates of STEM subjects. In other European countries, is there the same maybe difficulty in getting young people interested in those subjects?
Well, at European Union level, there's a huge focus in programs like Horizon 2020 to promote science, research and innovation. And I know that the whole idea of a science in policy making is really important. I think for Ireland, because we're an exporting nation where we have a very strong inward investment in these high tech areas, we do need to make sure that our schools and colleges are putting out the people who will lead the industries of the future. So what I'm hoping from this initiative is that it will sow the seeds. You know, even at primary level, as we heard from this fantastic Dr. Nora Patton, who is hoping to be an astronaut, and she comes from County Mayo and was very passionate about her path to space, if you like. She had a vision and a hope and a dream that she would do science and be an astronaut. And I'm sure at the time people were saying, well, I'm not sure about that if you're from Mayo, but actually she's going to get there because she had a dream. And she spoke about that we should make the impossible possible, particularly for young people who have a passion and an interest, and try and in our schools and in our families and communities to encourage and promote these possibilities in young boys and young girls. And of course, then at second level, to make sure that subject choices include the science, the technology, the engineering, the maths, so that we have young people who are then equipped to go to the ITs and the colleges to further their education.